Mr. Paul. It was on a Sunday, I think. We had arrived a couple of days ago and the heat was killing us all. Even before we entered the real battle, we were having a tough time. There was a joyful mood in the base camp, and nothing except our clothes and weapons revealed the truth of our mission. People talked like they were at home, talking about their wives and daughters. I tried not to think about my own family. It would just make me realize what great danger I was in and how much I actually had to lose. Later that day, we received orders to be ready at 1300 hours. Suddenly all the chit-chatting came to an end. The guys looked at each other with fear painted in their faces. Reality kicked in, and we all knew that it would begin today. The fight against communism. We were fighters of the free world. We were protecting our women and kids at home. Indirectly, you know. We met at the center of the camp. Our orders were to clean a small Vietnamese village. We were to get in and kill all the men that were able to fight. Of course, women and children were allowed to survive, but just our captain told us that the village was an important strategic point which would ensure safe import of supplies to other American soldiers. We marched for 3 whole hours, and at the time we got to the village, many of us were exhausted and dehydrated.